Blog Talk Radio.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
Praise the Lord from all, from whom all blessings flow. I'd like to thank God for all of you that have dialed into the show this evening. You dialed into Ministry Impossible with your host, Minister Sharon Rambus. Ministry Impossible is based on the scripture found in Luke 18, from the 27th verse. And in that verse, Jesus says, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God." And that's where we derived our theme. There is nothing too hard for God. And the mission of our show is to empower and encourage God's people with the word of God. And so you can dial into our broadcast every second Thursday and every fourth Saturday of each month from 6:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Our next show dates are Thursday, June the 13th, and Saturday, June the 22nd. And once again, from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. So this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. So no matter what come your way, you should have a made-up mind, a purpose-filled mind to rejoice and be glad. Because despite what it might look like, even despite what it might even feel like, God has been good to you. So we always start to show off with the word of prayer, because the Bible says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. It also says that men are to always pray and not faint. Prayer is a weapon, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. For when we pray, I believe God listens. When we listen, I believe God speaks. And when we believe, I know that God works. Amen. May we pray. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for being better to us than we've been to ourselves. We thank you for your peace, your protection, and your power. We thank you that we don't have to live under condemnation and the clouds of threats from the giants in our lives, the giants of sickness and the giants of lack, the giants of loneliness, the giants of oppression and depression. You created us to be giant slayers. So today we declare that we are no longer bound, but thank God that we are free. Free to love and to live in the purpose and power in which you have created us for. In Jesus' name, amen. So today I just come to tell you that Jesus is real. So no matter where you are today, you might be riding along in your car, you might be listening from your home, you might be listening from a hospital room, someone could even be listening from a convalescent home. You even might find yourself listening from behind prison bars. But wherever you are today, I come to tell you that Jesus is real, and he will save you if you just reach out and grab him by faith. For there is no name given under the heaven whereby men can be saved. For at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord, that he is King of kings, and that he is Lord of lords, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a word tonight, and it comes from the gospel according to Luke, the 15th chapter, verses 8 through 10. That's the gospel according to Luke, verses 8 through 10. Lord, bless your preacher. For we know that no preaching is done except it's done by you. We ask you to prepare the hearts and the minds of people to be receptive to your word. Lord, allow me to say what you need to say. Use me in your service. Use me as your mouthpiece. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Our text again for tonight is Luke 15, verses 8 through 10. Starting at verse 8, it reads, "Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she loses one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she finds it? Verse 9, and when she had found it, she called her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Verse 10, likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." And the word of God for the people of God is blessed. The 15th chapter of Luke begins with tax collectors and sinners gathering around to hear Jesus teach. But the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." Jesus, hearing this, he began to teach. And one of the ways Jesus taught was by speaking with parables. So the first parable that Jesus taught was about a man who had 100 sheep. And if he loses one, he will leave the 99 and go after that one. To most of us, that's good news, because from time to time, we stray away. We stray away from our thoughts, and we stray away with our words. We even stray away with our actions. So it's good to know that when we stray away, not if, but when we stray away, Jesus will leave all the folks that are doing well, all the folks that are straight, that are not dealing with any difficulties, to come and see about us. Jesus would tell the Pharisees and the scribes that I got 99 sheep, but I still got to find that one. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that Jesus came and found me when I was lost. Then the next parable in this 15th chapter of Luke, Jesus spoke, is where we find our text for today. It was about a woman having 10 pieces of silver. If she loses one, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. This is a word for the person that is listening to me that have been mishandled, misplaced, you have been mistreated, forfeited, confused, perplexed, squandered. You've been lost. You have been acquainted with loss. You have lost your mind. You have lost your peace. You have lost your joy. You even lost some jobs and lost some relationships. Even some valuable friendships, all while in the house. Someone might ask, is it possible to be lost while you're in the house? And I say, yes, you can. You could be doing what you are supposed to be doing. You could be right where you belong and still be lost. You can attend church every Sunday and go to Bible study and Sunday school and still find yourself on a missing persons report. But I'm glad today that Jesus is still seeking the lost. I'm glad that Jesus still thinks that I'm valuable enough to look for. I am glad that Jesus loves me enough not to throw me away, to leave me to my own devices. He thinks I'm valuable enough not to leave me to my own decisions and leave me in the middle of all of my mess. But when I was lost, he came searching for me. And I'm so glad that he looks beyond all my faults and he sees my needs. I don't know about you, but I need the Savior to help me. I need the Savior to love me. I need the Savior to restore me. And so one thing is that you might be lost, but you're still in the house. You're in close proximity. Not everyone can say that they're in the house. You remember when you were growing up? You couldn't let everybody in your house. So if you're in a house, that means that you have relationship. And with relationship comes access. Through your relationship with Christ, you get access to certain benefits. So as we go back to our text, the first thing I like to point out in the text is that when you are lost in a house, you have access to the light. When you're lost in the house, you still have access to the light, and the light is the Word of God. John 1:1 says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Psalms 119:105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." I thank God that his word still have power. I thank God that his word still gives life and it gives light. His word still saves. His word still finds the lost. His word still saves the lost. His word still directs. His word still instructs. His word still corrects. His word still leads. His word is still powerful. His word still gives guidance, and his word still loves, and his word restores, his word rescues. His word still gives peace. His word redeems. So I thank God for his word, because I am redeemed by the word of God. Second thing that I want to point out from the text is when you're lost in the house, you can have your situation cleaned up. Just like the woman was cleaning the house and was sweeping the house for the coin, which was lost, Jesus will sweep away the situations and circumstances that have you lost. Jesus will wipe away the dirt that is preventing you from being found by him. Jesus will sweep away the sin in your life. According to Psalms 51:10, Jesus will create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit within you. Jesus will sweep all the things out of your way. Jesus will sweep away those bad relationships. He'll sweep away your haters. Jesus will sweep away your pain. Jesus will sweep away negative influence people out of your life. Jesus will even sweep away your broken heart, your confused mind. I'm so glad that God is still a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Jesus will clean your house to find you. The last thing I would like to leave with you as I close is that Jesus has not forgot about you. The text says that he will diligently seek you until he finds you. You may be lost, but you're still in the house. You may have been mishandled, but you're still in the house. You may have been mistreated, but you're still in the house. So I'd like to encourage you to stay in the house. Stay close to the fire. Stay close to the word of God. Stay close to the community of faith. Stay in the house, for there is joy in my Father's house. There is peace in my Father's house. There is forgiveness in my Father's house. There is restoration in my Father's house. There are many mansions in my Father's house. There is love in my Father's house. Tina Turner asked a question. What does love have to do with it? I like to answer that question. Everything. Because it was love that saved me. It was love that keeps me going. It was love that caused my Jesus to die one Friday on an old rugged cross. They placed him in a borrowed tomb. And it was love that kept him there all Friday and all day Saturday. But it was also love that caused him to get up early Sunday morning with all power in his hand. He got up so that we can get up. He got up so that we can look up. The same power that worketh today is in you and me. I thank God that he found me. When I lost my way, he found me. When I lost my joy, he found me. From out of nowhere, Jesus found me, and I'm so glad that he did. So today, no matter what situation you find yourself in, no matter how dark and how dim your way has gotten, you're never too far away from God. You're never too far from his love. You can never stray further than his arm can reach. And so today, if you find yourself lost, if you have suffered loss of a loved one, loss of something you might consider valuable, all that you lost, I know a Savior that can help you deal with it. He can help you take the pain away. And so today, if you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, choose Christ today. For he loves you. He cares so much about you. He cares so much that if he had 100 sheep and you were the one that was lost, you was the one that was in need, he would leave the 99 and come and see about you. He would come looking to and fro. No matter where you are, he'll find you. And so right now he's offering his love. He's standing with open arms. His love is available. His peace is available. His hope, his joy is available. All you have to do is just reach up and grab it by faith. Jesus loves you today. He loves you. And he offered up his life just so that you can find happiness in him. So tonight, choose Jesus as your Lord and Savior.